Aletsko suffered gravely during the Second World War, with a significant part of the town being reduced to rubble. As the Red Army approached, the German population fled at what was more or less the last minute. It was an extremely harsh winter. Thousands of people froze to death. Thousands more were slaughtered. Then, when the war was over and Aletsko had been transferred to Poland, the German nationals who'd survived were expelled as part of a forced resettlement program. At the same time, the Slavic Mazurs were treated with suspicion. Many of the men had served in the German army. The fact is that they'd had no choice. Military service in the Wehrmacht wasn't actually a voluntary matter, and the punishment for desertion was death. As a result of the policies implemented by Poland's post-war communist authorities, the majority of the Mazurs emigrated to Germany of their own free will. The wartime fate of the small Jewish community here was also a tragic one. In the pre-war years, it had numbered several dozen. During the war, they were all deported, and most of them disappeared without trace. During the pogroms of Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, which took place on the night of November 9, 1938, the synagogue that stood alongside the market square was burned to the ground.